This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Happy Thanksgiving. Today I'm reminding you that God's very nature is one of a multiplier, such that there are leftovers. This, of course, is in the spirit of Thanksgiving, as there are often many leftovers on this holiday. When we turn to the scriptures and think of an example of when God multiplied something, we will likely recall when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied them to feed 5,000 people. We may also recall that there were even bags of leftovers. I see a similar pattern in the Old Testament. One day, a man approached the prophet Elijah to give him bread of the first fruits. When the man gave Elijah the bread, Elijah told him to give the bread to the men instead. Yet the man said, "How can I set out such a little amount before 100 men? Elijah's reply was simple, "Give it to the men that they may eat." And he went on to say, "In fact, they shall eat and have some left." We see that it is God's very nature to take what you have and to multiply it such that it not only meets your needs, but so that there is a surplus too. So if you have fears today about not having enough or not being enough, release your fears into the hands of God and be comforted by the fact that you serve a God whose very nature is to multiply what you have. And as you savor on that, remember these words: "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." 2 Corinthians 9:10. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, He's your multiplier. Supplier.